K1 brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time focused on the Bartlesville Suicide Prevention Coalition and starting things off. Nolan, good morning. Nolan, nice to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
And the coalition now has been, I know, working, making progress with folks, and overall just trying to get the message of suicide prevention through things like your QPR training. And I know you have an annual event coming up usually in the fall at the community center.
We've had, we really have, our time is really busy for our summit. That'll be in September. And we have a national suicide prevention summit that we are working on now, trying to come up with guest speakers.
Didn't expect a whole lot of specifics now, because we're easily more than 6 months away, so yeah.
And we put it off last year for quite a while due to several different factors, and this year we're trying to get it done 3 or 4 months early on all this upfront business and making contracts and doing that. So we are busy with that. Like, kind of remind you that Washington County Suicide Prevention, our coalition, is one of 11 functional subgroups that work for Washington County in the area of community health and mental health needs. And we operate under the umbrella of those for the 501c3 organization. Our mission is to provide suicide through increased awareness of the community. We try to do that through ongoing education of the summits, with major speakers coming in to tell us about successes and failures and so forth, and how we can plan to do better. We also have the QPR training, which stands for question, persuade, and refer, and through effective policies. I don't have enough information on it, and hopefully next month we will have information to talk, or new federal legislation is coming out, and about 2 weeks ago the Senate passed a new mental health bills, two of them, which are going to recognize the fact across our nation that we need to pump more money into the mental health needs of America. And that they're putting funds in there of about $5.9 billion to be separated out into the states to be able to advance and do more of this mental health evaluations and corrections that we have. Also, intervention. And the intervention is by you and I, as we go out here and work within our community and see things happening and those things that draw our attention. We're gonna hopefully have the opportunity for training several more people this year, hundreds of people, hopefully, that will call in. And that, my number is 918-335-7961. And that is where you can schedule any QPR classes for your churches or your organizations or just your companies and so forth, so we can get this word out. And through your intervention and the confidence from what you gained from the QPR training, then we can get involved with those issues as they come up. We also have a very big area of our activities that is tied to postvention. Survivors of suicide. What happens to the people that are left? And how do we respond and take care of the needs that they get into? You know, across America this morning, we know that in at least in on an annual basis, that every 12 and a half minutes, someone completes and dies by suicide across our nation. And 22 of those our veterans, an area that is really needs a lot of help. Yeah. And we do have that through the crisis line, which is the same number as a national emergency line. If you're needing help or requesting help or any information, please call. And write this down if you have a pencil. Is 1-800-273-8255. And that will get you on the national level. That works its way back once they take your message and see about the emergency and determine what that's going to be. They'll work with them on the phone and then get them, as they calm down a little bit and get adjusted and figure the merits and the strength, that the help that's needed, they will come back to Washington County by telephone. They'll be diverted right back, and then we have Melissa Jenkins and Stella Schaff and a few of the people that are more expert in this, and they will be working with them on a local basis to give them the mental help needs and whatever we need to be able to process that forward. Our national strategy for America is, you know, they take the position that in many cases suicide is preventable. And after working in this for 3 or 4 years, working with them, I agree with that. And it's a matter of risk assessment that we, as we see people we're dealing with, family members, employees, co-workers, that we know something's going on. We just need to get to evaluate it and kind of get with them a little bit. But we know that it is preventable if lives can be saved if we have the right people, which are you and I, once we get trained and equipped with QPR knowledge, where we have the confidence to step in and ask, how can I help you? What's wrong? And that they will intervene at the right time. And that's our purpose, is to try and educate and keep that going. Will you help us? The only hope for others that are in this position this morning comes from us. And we need to be able to know, be trained, and be able to willing to step up and intervene and help that situation out.
You mentioned several things, and I want to kind of, pick those up and kind of spend a little bit more time on them. I know you've got a couple more pieces of information to pass along, but with the federal bill that was passed in the Senate, and you didn't say, and I didn't follow on to see whether the president has signed that and what other action had gone, but federal dollars certainly can help a lot, but I heard you follow on about 2 minutes later that said basically it's you and me. It's the solved at the local level. So,
correct. And as we all know, budget times. If we digress just a moment, you know, we had such a shortfall here in the state last year. A lot of people that lost out and made sacrifices last year to be able to get through that budget. Mm-hmm. And here coming up at June 1st, we're going to have another one.
Yeah.
And we're being told that we have just as big a loss as shortfall is what we did last year. Mm-hmm. And we made a lot of sacrifices in this county last year, and thanks to all the leaders of the city and the county and the state, we got by. We're getting by. But we still got this energy crunch. And it's if you start thinking about that and looking at Bartlesville, we're so happy that I'm happy that we have the village that we do, and the companies that we do, and the support that we have here that gets involved in helping out with the nonprofits and being able to do this. We have a lot of young retired Phillips people that have been top-notch managers and so forth for years, and boy, you can see that talent and experience show up whenever they show up over on the volunteer side. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you and we need you more so. So it's going to be tightening the belt again next year. And when we talk about $5.9 billion for mental health for the 50 states, you know, that breaks down to where it's not a whole lot. So it may take us a few more years to get that in the right directions and be able to determine where that works our needs best.
Where do those dollars get used at the local level? Is it primarily the cost of training for people that those dollars will go for? Or?
No, I think those dollars are going to be defined here, like mental health, and I'm not an expert on this. But
it's you and me talking today.
Mental health is a state function, budgeted process, funded process. Mm-hmm. And they take care of so many things according to child care and the discipline and all the issues involved in the people who are working through them with mental health. The rest of everything in the county as far as volunteer effort is very huge, and that comes under the wellness initiative that mm-hmm. our Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilt, runs. And we have doctors and everybody else on that. It's a big organization group, and they filter down the funding and so forth that they can get. But basically, that's a volunteer effort that comes through. That funding comes through grants, individual grants, and people who have left trust and so forth for the purpose of advancing suicide prevention here in the county and here in the state. And so That's pretty well where that goes but we're basically a volunteer process.
That's what I assumed you were going to say, but I wanted to open that door a little bit more for you. So, it is the people who are in charge of the grant funds and also donors through some of our nonprofits that kind of help out a lot.
And our new chairman for suicide prevention is Amber Thompson, and she works at Grand Lakes Mental Health.
Mm-hmm. She was in, I want to say in November, I don't remember for sure, but late last year.
And she'll be back in soon because we're going to be taking, or Amber is going to have the opportunity and a couple of the other people who we have. I was talking about what do we do with a lost survivor, the survivor of suicide. Mm-hmm. And that's a very big aspect that is pretty quiet undercover. Not undercover, but I mean, it's not announced and communicated too much. You'll see it in the newspaper for coming events. We have it the first Thursday night of each month at 6:30. That is usually at the library. But again, Melissa Jenkins and Stella and I handle that. Mm-hmm. And anytime you need information about that or when it's going to be done, again, 918-335-7961 is my number, and I'll be glad to work with that. But we need to have also information, and I have not been to formal training in that area. And we have Amber and a couple of the other ladies are going to be going to Atlanta, Georgia during February, and they will be spending 2 days down there with Iris Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N, who is one of the well-known ladies who have been in suicidology for many years and trains it around the world. And they'll be spending a couple of days with her at a retreat down just south of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And so in two periods from now, they will be on to explain what they've been through and how they plan to use that here in the county and to develop our program to where it's a much higher scale than what we're working with right now.
Okay. We're going to continue our time with Nolan Jones on this Community Connection coming up in just a moment or so. And again, if you have not yet written down that toll-free number, have a pencil ready. We'll mention it again coming up in just about a minute or so on AM 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, spending a little bit of time this morning talking about the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition and how you can get involved with Nolan Jones and some of the other folks that are helping out. And Nolan, I know that, you know, a couple of things, you always need more volunteers. I don't care what the nonprofit organization is. We have so many good ones around town that are run by volunteer help, people who give of their time for no recognition or maybe a little bit of recognition and certainly no pay.
Yeah, that's correct, and it's wonderful to have them, plus the merchants here in town and so forth, the businesses that support us, and we need that support. And also in that, the various tribal groups, we work very heavily with them, and they're very lenient sometimes on helping us support these processes across our community and within their tribal boundaries. And we really appreciate that, and we're looking forward to working with that again. And they are working very closely to try to get our summit set up, and that will go across some lines. One of the big things that we've started last year, and I'm sure that we've done it before, but didn't really think about it in this terms, We've been working the suicide prevention part through our coalition, but once you get in there and realize that there are the other 11 groups that are also involved in the same type of thing and trying to avoid all these risks and loss of jobs and loss of homes and all the stuff that goes with it and taking care of these people that we need to take care of and everything, it is so great to have the volunteers. And from those other groups, whenever it comes time for summit, they're always there. Mm-hmm. They come in. They don't come to the weekly meetings, but they come in and they're always there behind the scenes with their support and with their dollars, and we appreciate you very much for that. And our meeting that we have, which is for anyone that has any kind of questions about suicide prevention or would like to be with us and join up and try to get into the summit, we have that meeting on the second Thursday of each month, which will be this Thursday at 11:30 in the morning, 11:30 to 1, and that will be at the library also. And we'd love to have you come out and join with us. And we usually have 7 to 15. We'll come summit time, we'll be looking 2025, and then a lot of them will be doing work behind the scenes that won't ever show up at the meetings that still working for us. So we appreciate you guys.
Well, again, if you'd like to find out more, maybe invite the QPR training into your Sunday school group or whatever it might be. I know that the coalition is anxious and certainly wanting to get out there and provide the training.
And that number, again, is 918-335-7961. And I can get back to you on any details and so forth in case you get a message or voicemail. But we'll work from that and hope to see you around. We've got our next QPR session has not been completely finalized, but it will be at the Church Community Church, the Grace Community Church, on the 19th of January.
Okay.
That'll be our next one.
Well, Nolan, thank you so much. And again, if people would like to find out more, they can give you a call or show up at your next meeting.
Yes, and I'd like to repeat one more time that 1-800 number.
Yes, please do.
If you can't get to us or get a voicemail or something, please, if it's an emergency situation, take care of yourself locally and get that 911 number. But if you need to just talk to somebody, call that 1-800-273-8255, and they will get right back to us and kick it back to this area.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a Community Connection this morning with the Suicide Prevention Coalition and Nolan Jones.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor